Art critic Jed Pearl grapples with what he calls the perils of painting now. That's the title of an essay he wrote in the New York Review of Books in September 2015. One painter he feels is dealing with the problems of painting is painter Brett Baker, born in 1973. He says of Baker that he builds images that are simultaneously luxuriant and austere. The thickness of the paint is set in tension with the limited nature of his structures. Painter Brett Baker is in our listening area right now. His paintings are on view at Bottle Rocket Gallery, just behind Walmart on MLK in Fayetteville. Baker stopped by the KUAF studio to discuss his work, including his transformation from a large-scale painter to someone who worked with smaller canvases, a transition that took place when he moved from a large studio in upstate New York to a small space in New York City. In other words, he made his limitations his innovation.
So I had been making, I wouldn't quite say mural scale, but, you know, 8 by 11, 12 foot paintings. So really large paintings in a really large studio space in upstate New York. And when I moved to New York, you know, I had started some, I made almost no small paintings at all, only these huge paintings. And so when we moved down there, I had one that was really interesting to me, one smaller painting. I realized I was going to have to just work on small paintings like that. I wasn't really sure how I could get the sort of energy from those big paintings into small paintings. So I stretched up like 10 paintings. I sort of resolved to just work on those 10 paintings until they lived up to the big paintings. That was kind of all I could, that was how I tried to work with it. One thing that happened with the paintings is, you know, when I got to the end of that 4 years, I really thought about the paintings, and actually the small paintings for me felt richer and like they had become much more than the big paintings ever had been. And I think it's because over the amount of time I put into them, there was literally just more information in those paintings that wasn't in the larger work. And so while I associated scale with sort of gravitas or seriousness, or I found that there was a lot more space for me to work in these small paintings, and a lot more space in the paintings that just hadn't been there.
And you mentioned the amount of time you'd spend on one painting. When you're dealing with something that has to be a finite product, whether it's like I talk to a lot of musicians who record an album, and for you it would be this one painting. But the stopping point, I mean, when you spend all that time, and when do you decide, okay, this is it, I'm not touching it anymore?
That's always a really difficult question. But, you know, right prior to moving to New York, I kind of had a sense that the larger paintings just weren't, there wasn't enough there. And it was just a sense I had. And so I started thinking back into the kinds of things that I did as a student, drawing from life, painting from life. So I started making these drawings of a skull, which was, aside from like the associations that a skull has, was the most complicated form that I could think of to draw. And I really just started making these observational drawings of it. It was like a two-part drawing. The first part of the drawing was to make a finished drawing of the skull, just a regular observational drawing. And the second part of the drawing was to draw over that drawing, pulling out the sort of rhythms, the sensibilities that were in that particular orientation of the skull. And what I really found is that the resulting drawings were abstract, but they were much more particular. That's a long way of answering your question, but I think that I'm really looking for each painting to have a particular identity. And I work with maybe 20 or 30 on the wall at one time. They go from being very related and almost interchangeable, and then when they change over time, it becomes very apparent when they get that sort of individual feeling about them. You know, that's sort of the best answer that I can give, is that they have a particularity about them that, you know, has a relationship to if I were observing something in a particular way.
I was wondering if you could talk specifically in detail about maybe one of the paintings that people can view here.
The paintings that are going to be on display are all recent. Recent being kind of a general term, meaning that they were finished in the last year maybe, but I probably worked on them for 3 or 4 years each. all of them actually are related. All of the paintings on view, actually, they're so related that they generally have the same title. So most of them are called either Night Table or Night Studio. I paint almost exclusively at night at this point. You know, I usually start painting 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and I will paint till 2, 3, 4 in the morning. And really, this group of paintings that's on view, each of those took on the particular color and character from just that experience of being in the studio at night. They all have that sort of illumination to them. The sense of light comes from that space. And that's really what unifies all of them together.
There's the essay that Jed Pearl wrote. I wanted to quote him quickly. "Much of the trouble in visual arts today comes from our increasing dependence on internet, where richness and complexity of an artist's painterly surfaces is reduced to pixels." And in the paintings I've seen of yours, I've only seen them on a computer, but you can see the density and the texture that's created. And so I'm curious to hear more about your thoughts on these dense layers and the textures created.
So the paintings are both additive and subtractive. There's also a big time element in each one of them. So I would say the least amount of time I would work on an individual piece would be about 2 years. And I had in my last show, I think I had a piece that I'd been working on for 7 years. The buildup of paint is not paint for paint's sake. It's what happens just during the process, that long process. So I build the paintings, you know, I put paint on very thickly, but I also scrape it off or cut back into the paintings with a razor blade. So there really is this sort of addition and subtraction of paint, but it is a very physical process. Painting is important because you're very present in making the work. It's a very physical process. And I think that physicality of the canvas, as much as we think of paintings as something that you would look at, you really feel with your body also. Material is important to me, but I think that the thickness of the paintings is just a byproduct of the process. You know, I'm not after thick paint, it just happens.
And something I always like to talk to artists about as well is formative moments. I'm really curious to hear where obsession started. Like, when were you first drawn to creating a painting? And maybe you have a moment that you remember where you're like, I'm painting this and this is something that I'm just really want to continue doing.
I think probably every artist has some moment where they saw a painting or read a book or, you know, something really impacted them. I didn't really start painting until I was almost done with my undergraduate degree. And in the summer before my senior year, I went with some friends to the National Gallery of Art in Washington, and there happened to be a de Kooning exhibition. And I went into that exhibition. I had a vague idea from art history of who the artist was, but, you know, I had no particular interest. And I came out of that exhibition wanting to paint. And just knowing that that was what I wanted to do. And I think it does have something to do with, you know, one painting that struck me was the painting Excavation from 1950. And that painting really, I could feel the physicality of it. And I thought that that really struck me. That was my way into painting. It's still my way into all paintings, no matter what kind of painting it is. But I just remember just thinking, I want to make something that is like that. I want to participate in that.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Painter Brett Baker. You can see paintings of Brett Baker's up at Bottle Rocket Gallery. There's an opening tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Bottle Rocket Gallery is located on Finger Road just behind the Walmart on MLK in Fayetteville. For more information on the opening, search Bottle Rocket Gallery on Facebook. Now, if you'd like to see more paintings and information about Brett Baker, you can visit his website, brettbakerpaintings.com. I'm Katie Henriksen. This has been a KUIF Arts Beat. Now, if you'd like to listen to this interview, it is archived on our website at kuif.com. You can also share the story.